The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, has outlined what he calls a co-design process for the Indigenous voice to Parliament. Only now, it'll be called a voice to government and it will be legislated, not enshrined in the Constitution. Indigenous leaders, Professor Marcia Langton and Tom Kalmer, will lead an advisory group of about 20 leaders seeking feedback from Aboriginal groups around Australia. It follows the government's rejection of the Uluru Statement from the Heart 2 years ago, which put forward a constitutionally recognised body. The Minister, Ken Wyatt, joined me earlier. Ken Wyatt, welcome to AM. How long will this process take and how many Indigenous Australians will you consult over that time?
It's going to take as long as it needs, and I want to reach as many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities as possible through this process. Because, as I have indicated in my media statement, I want the voices of Indigenous people at the community level to be heard, and then regional structures such as empowered communities or even the state structures such as the New South Wales Land Councils, the AECGs, and other bodies that have been historically playing a pivotal role to be part of the way in which voices reach the Australian government in particular, but certainly in discussions with state and territory ministers, for their voices to be heard by them as well.
It's now described as a voice to government. It sounds like a minimalist model that you want.
No, it's not. The voice to government is about focusing on communities firstly. There will be voice to parliament, but I want to have the foundation established. And Linda Burney discovered this when she did the tour from Port Hedland to Uluru. Communities weren't focused on a voice to Parliament. They were focused on how do we get our voices heard about the issues that impact on us on a daily basis in our communities.
Marcia Langton was a strident supporter of a voice to Parliament enshrined in the Constitution. How did you get the Professor on board with this idea?
See, Marcy and I have had a long-standing friendship and relationship. I respect her integrity. And when I rang her and asked her and outlined my foundation stone to build from, Marcia was very keen to come on board. And I wanted somebody who demonstrates that capacity to be analytical, to work alongside Tom Kalmer, who also is a distinguished and eminent Indigenous Australian.
Megan Davis, who was central to the consultations that led to the Uluru Voice from the Heart, says that since 2012 there have been 8 reports in 8 years, broad consultation with Indigenous regional groups right around the nation in a transparent process that came up with a constitutionally recognised voice to Parliament, endorsed by a joint parliamentary committee. Why doesn't that consultation matter anymore?
It does. It does matter in terms of constitutional recognition. We won't be consulting on that matter. What I want to get right first is the voice, what that means to all Indigenous Australians. Then we will look at the parallel work that will be required to have the set of words that we will take forward to Australians. Consultation has many ways of being done, and certainly having sat on 2 of those parliamentary committees, we didn't sit with communities. They were public meetings to which communities were invited to. This process, I want to see discussions at the community level. There will be regional discussions to talk about how do we take a regional strategic approach, and I'll use my home state of the Kimberley. Ian Truss and many of the traditional owners and key leadership have come together and said our organisations and our communities are important, but how do we also think strategically across a region to get the best possible outcomes in key areas such as health, education, economic development, and more recently on how do we tackle that growing number of young people committing suicide?
I know you restated last week the Prime Minister's rejection of a constitutionally enshrined body. What makes you confident that a majority of Indigenous Australians will accept this new design? The Central Land Council has already said they won't back it. How worried are you that they won't be the only ones rejecting this?
I'm not overly worried at all. I want to see what emerges. I could have predetermined positions on this, but I don't. I want to hear from our people on the ground. And I think that leadership at all levels have to seriously think about why is it that we have so many communities in this country where the levels of disparity are appalling. How do we deal with the challenges that communities face on a daily basis. Even the simple thing of quality of water. Recently with PALM, our government worked with the Queensland government to ensure that the water quality was improved. It is that level of voice that is important in all of this process, but equally the work that Marcy and Tom will do will be looking at voices to government and then ultimately what will it mean for the parliament.
Mr. White, thanks for talking to AM this morning.
Sabra, my pleasure. It's always great to be on your show.
And that's the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken White.